You're listening to A Tribe Called Red, and on the phone we have Derek Miller. Derek, are you there?
Hello there. Say go.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, thanks.
So welcome to NATO Solidarity News. Thank you for coming on to the show. As you know, so Derek, you were at Imaginative where we met, and you talked about the latest documentary about, well, the first documentary about you. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we premiered at Imaginative. It's a 44-minute to 53-minute long documentary that had the producers and everybody follow me around for about 3 years, 3 to 4 years, and captured a little bit of what I was going through in terms of being a musician and trying to break through into the mainstream and finding it very difficult being pigeonholed as a Native artist. And I knew that I was going to have a bit of a hard time doing that when I started, because I knew being a Native American artist would put me in that kind of situation. But I have a lot of pride as a Native American, as a Haudenosaunee, and I just, you know, I'm very grateful that I have a little bit of a way to make a living doing what I love to do, and thankfully for the people that support it. So, yeah, that's basically the documentary in a nutshell, just showing those kinds of struggles and those sorts of situations that I get myself into, and you know, and trying to get beyond all that and into the next level, I guess.
In the film, that you talk about how you draw strength from your guitar. Could you talk about that? What does that mean for you to draw strength from your guitar?
Well, music is a very metaphysical sort of energy, as well as a physical energy. And when I was getting into music, I found that I could pour a lot of my emotion and that metaphysical energy that I have into the guitar and music ultimately, and find different ways to communicate energy and to try and uplift myself and ultimately try to get myself out of a rut to continue to keep going forward. And in turn, I guess it helps other people as well, because I'm putting that sort of energy into it. So that's basically what it does. You just, you know, it's like meditating or, you know, being in something that makes you focus really hard, that makes the world disappear. It's a very soothing, very medicinal thing.
Now you talk about music as music has been something that you've been around for since you what 13 when you picked up the guitar for the first time?
Yeah, I was 13 when I started playing, and yeah.
And you've toured with the iconic Buffy St. Marie. How was that?
It was an amazing experience to have Buffy champion what I was doing at the time. It came at a really crucial time in my career, because I didn't know what I was going to do in terms of trying to make a career out of it, because there was not really many opportunities, and not like there is today. Like the people seem to champion music and try to get other people up in the out into the world with it, but back then it was, you know, and even somebody like Buffy, who has never had a guideline either. She was a rebel, mm-hmm. to music the way that she was doing. To have her champion that and to give me words of encouragement and to show me a little bit of what's going on was a really great help in my career, and I can't never repay her for that time with her.
Oh, Buffy, I've heard that from a lot of artists that that have always held Buffy as one of their iconic, like, idols to just like to work and strive for. You've just finished an album. What's the latest album you've done?
The latest one was Derek Miller with Double Trouble. I had Stevie Ray Vaughan's old band come and play this record with me, and I had Willie Nelson do it. I had some songwriters from Stevie Ray Vaughan's crew help me out with a couple songs, and it was a great experience and one that I'll always cherish in my mind forever. And now I'm looking at doing more stuff with television production and hopefully getting into the film as well. But music is always going to be there. It's something I can do, and I've worked really hard at for the past 20-something years. So I'm just wanting to expand and to learn more things, and I'm really excited about the years coming up because I got a lot of learning to do, and I'm really excited about that. I like learning.
You've traveled to, it's like in the film, you travel to many, many different communities. You always get a great reception.
Yeah, I mean, what I put into it is pure dedication, passion, and attention to trying to, you know, present the music in a very, you know, pure form. So I think people respond to that. They really do respond to the energy that I put into it, and I'm really appreciative of that.
We just had Bear Witness earlier on the show from A Tribe Called Red. Any type of possible collaborations between you and A Tribe Called Red?
I love those guys, man. Yeah, hopefully I'm going to Winnipeg and I'll see them out there. Maybe I can talk to them a little bit more. I haven't really talked to any of them one-on-one, but I'm trying to figure out how to put my guitar into those sorts of pop sensibilities in this day and age. So I'm going to try and figure out. I'm just doing a lot of experimentation and trying to find another sound. I'm just so bored with the traditional music and stuff like that, that A Tribe Called Red and those sorts of electronic musicians that are out there now are really piquing my interest, and I can't wait to experiment with more of that.
Is there any other artists that you'd like to work with that you, besides A Tribe Called Red?
I'd like to work with, you know, anybody that has a passion for it and wants to hang out. I mean, it's a lot easier to hang out with people that you like and to make music that you enjoy the people. So whoever likes to hang out with me and can put up with me, then I'll work with them.
Now, you're listening to NATO Solidarity News. On the phone, I have Derek Miller. It's 514-907-9424 for pledging, and you can always check out www.ckut.ca. Now, Derek, family is also a very big part of your life. Can you talk a bit about that?
Well, my mom's raised me, and my grandparents raised me, and my dad passed when I was 7, so I've always had a close connection with my cousins and my aunts and my uncles, and I'll never lose that because they give me a lot of encouragement, and they encourage me to do what I do and go after my dreams and do whatever silliness I want to get into. And I'm more excited, I think, about getting my race car together and my race team that I'm trying to get together this year to race on the res here. We got a 3/8-mile dirt track called Oswegan Speedway, and my friend owns it, and I've caught the bug. I was given the wheel of a race car the other day, and I was hooked. So good way to blow off steam. So maybe I might not make any more music. Maybe I'll just race cars.
Oh, well, please don't say that. I love your music. You have that kind of that presence on stage that you're just like, it's almost electric, you know, that when you get, obviously give 110%.
Yeah, it's no holding back.
What do you say? What can you say for like my younger listeners that because I know a lot of younger listeners who are making their way up and trying to make their own little niche in the music world. What advice do you have for them?
It's like anything. There's lots of things to do in this world, and if you want to do something and you have a fun time doing it, then just go after it and have fun doing it. And if something's supposed to happen with it, things will shake out and you'll be put in situations that you'll have to capitalize on. So it's just a matter of being tenacious and going after it.
Derek, thank you very much for being on the show. It's been a pleasure. I'm looking forward to your next album, and maybe seeing you in the Indy 500 in one of those big stock cars.
Hopefully, but I'm just gonna stick to the dirt track and have a good time doing that. Yeah, thank you though.
Miigwech, my brother. Take care.
All right, nice to see you.
And that was Derek Miller. You're listening to NATO Solidarity News. We've had A Tribe Called Red. We've had Derek Miller. Next week, we have Sherry Miracle, who did whose album Closer to Home is a very, very popular, very, very popular album. She did 500 Stars, which was based on missing and murdered Native women. So we're going to take this is a Derek Miller track that we're going to be playing right now. This is, let me see, just raise up the bar here. A Devil Come Home, Come Down Sunday. This is Derek Miller. You're listening to NATO Solidarity News here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Remember, if you want to pledge, call 514-907-9424 to share and help support community radio. Remember, it costs $60 an hour to run CKUT, so why not donate $60 and support 1 hour of community radio? Because 1 hour of community radio is going to be more informative than anything on Fox News. Okay, anything is better than Fox News. Yeah, $60 an hour is what it takes to just like to produce 1 hour here. And we have to remember that the community radio is all about the volunteers. It's all about the people that just like want to do this. I've been behind this mic in this studio for 7 years. I've been doing this because I love to do this. If I didn't love to do this, I wouldn't be here. But I love doing this. I love talking to my brothers and sisters. I love talking to stars like Derek Miller and A Tribe Called Red and the FBI and Ceremony. And remember, it's like we have some great talent that we've showcased on this show. And keeping NATO Solidarity News around is extremely important, just like keeping Soul Perspectives around, which is the show that comes out right after mine. And they're going to have a banging show. You can just count on it. So 514-907-9424. Come out, check it out. Go online, www.ckut.ca. Let me talk about some of the gifts. $25 gets you a Friends with Benefits discount card or CD slash book. $60 gets you a Friends with Benefits discount card or CD book and a custom screen CKUT t-shirt or bag. Trust me, I have a lot of CKUT t-shirts. I love each and every one of them. $120 or $10 a month gets you a Friends with Benefits discount card or small gifts and a custom screen CKUT t-shirt and bag. $240 or $20 a month gets you two Friends with Benefits discount cards or small gifts and three of a custom screen CKUT t-shirt and bag. $480 or $40 a month gets you two Friends with Benefits discount cards or small gifts or four of a custom screen CKUT t-shirt and bag. There's some grand prizes that are going to be coming up, and just check it out. Come out. www.ckut.ca. Check them all out. Come out and support CKUT and community radio, because CKUT is one community radio station, but just remember how many community radio stations and how much great music you've heard come out of community radio. Like a lot of bands out there that we love today don't come out of the factories in the mainstream media. They come out of the community radio. That's where you hear. That's where you're going to hear the United Steelworkers. That's where you're going to hear Derek Miller. That's where you're going to hear Ceremony and the FBI and the Tribe Called Red. That's where you're going to hear Sherry Miracle and Janet Rogers. You're going to hear some great indigenous music here on NSN. So come out and show your support. This is Derek Miller. You're listening to NATO Solidarity News. Remember, 514-907-9424.